Good morning, Union. These are our announcements. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Usually that's all they say, but if I may, and I'm up here, we have a men's class, we have a women's class, terrific women's class, and we have a children's class. The one thing we need in all three of those are students. Especially the children's class. So please consider it, bringing your child to the Sunday school class at 9 o'clock. Bible study. Want to get an amen on that? Okay. As a teacher, Bible study on Wednesdays. The doors open at 5, and our class begins at 5:30. Tithes and offering. And benevolent, maybe put in the box in the back of the best of you before and after morning services. October announcements. October the 11th, Saturday, Men's Christian Growth Fellowship. October the 12th, Annual Church Family and Friends Jersey Day. If you would like to bring a dish, call the secretary at the church and the church's number and let them know. October the 25th, Wood River, annual Wood River Baptist District Association Women's Auxiliary Conference. And that's from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Our very own Victoria Caldwell is going to be a speaker at that conference. That is going to be held at Union Baptist Church in Springfield, Illinois. There is a form, a registration that you would need to complete and get that in. And then if you're riding on the bus, you need to contact Beverly Gay, who's all the way in the back. So she needs to know real soon if you're planning on doing so. October 26th, Pink Sunday. And October 31st, Hallelujah Fest. And I think I've got a flyer. Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. our Hallelujah Night is coming October 31st, 2025 at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be snacks, candy, and fellowship. Please pick up invitations for you to give to your family and friends. Put your name on the invitation, and the person who turned in the most invitations will get a prize. Our union care ministry, the purpose of this care ministry is to strengthen the relationships with our congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by the congregation. And our last announcement are the birthdays for the month of October. Sorry. The names are Francis Bush. Is that Ryan Cribb? Ann Henry. Lisa Hicks. Crystal Johnson. Got my own daughter. And of course, my name, Cynthia Johnson. Deacon Travis Norris. And Fantasia Trail. That is the conclusion of our announcements.
Amen, amen. Ain't it good to see the brothers and sisters in Christ work together? Get some names right. Happy birthday to everyone. All right. I'm reminded this morning of the words of King David when he said in that 34th division of Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, that was David's words at one time, but I've learned in my life that they're my words too. And I hope that you can share with me today that it is a time to exalt the name of the Lord. We have been blessed to be here today. We are in the presence of God. We are together as the body of Christ. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it on today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to all of you this morning to our Sunday morning worship. Y'all know we got a big schedule today, so if I seem a bit rushed, so please forgive me. But I'm so looking forward to the fellowship that we will have in His Word. As we prepare to go in our service, I pray that you would stand today as we prepare for our reading and for the Lord's Prayer. Our reading will come from Matthew 22, beginning at verse 37. Let us read together. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We must love God and we must love others. That is our calling as the body of believers. Amen. Let's go right as you're standing. Let's look at our prayer as well. Let us recite together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated as we turn it over to the hands of our choir and praise team. All that good stuff. Amen.
Thank you. Cause you
church. Saints of God, it's prayer time. My request as I enter into this sacred space is that you would set your hearts upon the Lord. It ain't the words of my mouth, but it's about a God who knows, who hears, and who answers prayer. So bow with me as we look to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for yet another opportunity to come before your presence, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to sing of your goodness, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to reflect on the ways that you carried us from our earliest existence even to today. Even through the difficult times, Lord God, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt we would not be here had it not been for you on our side. And for that, we thank you today, O Lord. Father God, we humble ourselves before you today praying, dear Lord, that you will cleanse us of our sins, Lord God. Forgive us of those sins that we committed in your sight. Father God, we pray that you would just look upon our hearts, Father God, and let us find a refuge in you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus may cleanse us, Lord God, and we may be made whole. Oh, Father God, and with those cleansed heart, Lord God, we come before you praying that you would hear our pleas today. We pray for your blessing on each and every family represented in this place, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch in a mighty way, Lord God. Help us to conduct ourselves in a manner that's pleasing in your sight, Father. Help us to treat one another with love and respect and dignity, Lord God. Let fathers be fathers indeed. Let mothers be mothers indeed. And let your love, dear Father, which we first discovered in you, be transmitted into our families and everything that we do, Lord God. We pray for those who are perhaps not feeling too well on this morning, those with sickness in their body, Lord God. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch them in a mighty way and bring that comfort that only you can give, Father God. We pray that they may know, dear Lord, that they have a Savior who loves them and keeps them, Lord God. We pray that you will bless our minds, dear Lord, with all the confusion that's going on in this world, Lord God. We cling to the promise that you will renew our minds, Lord God, as we put our trust and our faith in you, so that we can be anxious for nothing, Lord God, and cast our cares on you. We thank you for that promise, oh Lord. Father, we pray for your blessing on our pastor in his absence on this morning, Lord God. We pray that you will just continue to strengthen him and his family, Lord God. Prepare him for service on this afternoon, Lord God, that he might hear from you, Lord God, and preach a word from on high, dear Lord, that will touch the hearts and souls of your people, Lord God. And we pray for your blessing on this beautiful congregation here at Union Missionary Baptist Church, Lord God. We thank you for what you are doing within us, Lord God. Those things that we see and those things that we don't even see yet, Lord God. We thank you for your presence in this place, Lord God. We thank you for your calling to be a light on the hill in this community of Bloomington Normal, Lord God. We thank you for the power that you give. We thank you for the hearts of compassion, dear Lord, that flow from this place, Lord God. Please equip us by your Spirit to be what you called us to be, Lord God. Oh, Lord, there are many prayer requests, many things that are left unstated in my feeble prayer, Lord God. But we pray that you would search our hearts, Lord God, for you know our needs. And we pray that you would touch each and every one of us, Lord God, as we so desperately need you to do in this day. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. And it's in the mighty name of Christ Jesus that we pray. Let every heart say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. So when I look to my left and I look to my right, I recognize all y'all got is me today. Pray with me as we seek to look to the Lord. There is a word from the Lord on this morning. And as you know, the pastor over the last few weeks has been kind of giving us a preview, so to speak, of our Sunday school lesson, so we could kind of get our hearts ready so we can meditate the whole week on that. And I'm going to attempt to do the same on today. So our scripture from this morning will be coming from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1-7. Jeremiah 7. Verses 1-7. Thank you, Jesus. For you indeed the center of our joy. Thank you, Jesus. Let us set our hearts on you on today. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise today.
Jesus.
Yes.
You are
Jeremiah.
The center.
Chapter 7, 1 through 7.
Of my joy, Jesus. You are the center.
Yes, believe it, know it this morning.
Joy, Jesus. You are
my direction.
The center.
You've been the compass for my way.
Of my joy.
Oh, he covers me all those rainy, stormy days.
You are the center. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you're the center.
Stand with me, Jeremiah chapter 7, and I'll be reading from the New King James version of the scripture, from the NIV version of the scripture, so if yours sounds a little bit different, that may be why. We'll begin the reading at verse 1. It says, "This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house, and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through the gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever." And today I will be taking up a topic of simply consider your ways. Consider your ways. I got a lot of text and not a lot of time to deal with it, so I'm going to jump right on in there. Just a brief recap in our first few verses. We're going to talk about the messenger and his message. The messenger is the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was called of God at a young age, as many of you may remember. And he protested, even say, "God, wait a minute now. You calling me? You don't know who you're dealing with. I'm young." But God said, "Yes, I do. I got you, boy. I'm going to give you the words. I'm going to give you the message. You just go." And we see in that first chapter of Jeremiah where God tenderly dealt with him and gave him encouragement to be what God has called for him to be. And what we see in our text today is Jeremiah stepped up to the call. He brought the message of truth to power. Even though it wasn't popular, Jeremiah stepped up. So in our text today, we see a message where God has told Jeremiah to go in the midst of the temple. And in this time, people were flowing into the temple as what is with the normal activity. It was one of the normal temple worship periods where all the males and some of the families would come in to worship, okay? It would be kind of like if we were compared to the church today. Before the announcements, nobody got up to talk. You're just sitting around talking. And then someone came in, would be like Jeremiah, and say, hey, I got a message from the Lord. It broke into all the tradition, all the things we're used to, and say, "I got a message for y'all. Y'all need to pay attention." And before security could come grab them, before the deacons got up to pull them out of the way, They heard the message, say, well, let me listen to this boy for a minute. That is the nature of the message of today. Jeremiah has been called by God to disrupt the norms of worship and challenge the people to where they were. What were they really bringing into the room during this day? See, God promised in those first chapters, he said, you reform your ways and actions, and I will let you live in this place. See, the people of God, one of the promises that Abraham received was a nation. And the nation of Israel represented that promise, the fulfillment of that promise. But because of Israel's sins, they soon lost their place. At this time, the northern kingdom of Israel had already been wiped away into Assyria. And even though they didn't act like they knew it, the southern kingdom of Judah was on their way to the same destruction. In God's heart, Jeremiah's heart in this time said, look, y'all know that trouble's coming. Turn, repent, change your ways. Church, today I want us to consider our ways, because I believe this text is not just talking about that southern kingdom of Judah, but also is something for us to contemplate as well. What are we bringing into our traditional worship? What are we bringing into the house today with us? Are we giving God our full today? Okay. In this text, he talks about ways, and then he talks about doings, right? When you talk about ways, he's talking about that way of life, right? It's considered like your life goals. What are you pursuing with your life? What is your life purpose? Consider where you're targeting your life. And then he talks about your deeds. When you reflect on that last week, did you treat everybody the way they were supposed to be treated? Would God be proud of everything that you did or said over the last week? Consider your ways. And that's what Jeremiah's admonishing to do, is to reform your ways and your deeds so that they're pleasing in the sight of God. See, they were entering into their worship service, as it were, right? And they were doing the things that they always did, okay? So what Jeremiah said to them in verse 3 was, says, this is what the Lord says, reform your ways and your actions, or I will let you live. It was a matter of them staying in the place. As believers in Christ, God has promised us a life and life more abundantly. And I'm not talking about all the trappings of the world that people that chase after, but it's talking about a fulfilling relationship with a God who created you, who hears you, and he loves you, and he knows what's best for you. That is the place, as it were, for us as believers in Christ today. That is the place that these people were in jeopardy of losing, because in their hearts, they are not connected with the God who called them in the first place. And if we're not careful, we run that same risk, church. Consider your ways, okay? See, in that fourth verse, he says, do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord. This is the temple of the Lord. This is the temple of the Lord. See, what they were doing, they had so much confidence in where they were standing. Wait a minute, this is the southern kingdom. Ain't nobody going to mess with us up here. This is God's house. God put his name in this house. Ain't nobody coming up here. Yeah, though, that northern kingdom, they was a bunch of heathens. But God put his temple here, so we good. That was their attitudes. And sometimes we got to be careful, church. Sometimes we get too dependent on our titles, on our traditions, even on our talents. Yeah, I may have preached a good sermon every now and then, but when I walk outside the church doors, am I living in a manner that would honor God? Consider your ways. See, this temple that Jeremiah was in front of, this was the prophets were prophets for pay. They was telling people what they wanted to hear. They were doing whatever it did to tickle those folks' ears to keep the money coming in, to keep their prestige. They didn't want to bring nobody no bad news, as it was in the old play, okay? But God demands a season where the truth must be told. And that's what he was calling Jeremiah to do in church in this dark day in which we live. As we look at all the things going on in our country right now, as people are having conversations in their homes, at the workplace, and even wherever people gather, it's up to us to bring a message of truth and light. And as Jeremiah found out, everybody ain't gonna like that. Okay? But God promised Jeremiah, just like he promises you, that he is with you. He will be with you, and he will give you the words, and he will give you the strength. He said, don't worry about their faces. Don't worry about what they say. You just do what I called you to do. So we need to be true to God's word. We cannot have a false sense of security. In verse 5 and 6, he says, if you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, he says in verse 7, then I will let you live in this place in the land I give your ancestors. So here he's expanding on what he said in those first few verses. And if you continue to read the entirety of chapter 7, this is a sermon that Jeremiah preached in the presence of the people of God. And what you go on to find when you keep on studying, they wanted to kill him because of what he said. And all he told him was, y'all ain't living right. Y'all coming up here in the temple to go through the motions of worship, but when you go back, you're treating everybody bad. You are oppressing the poor. You're taking advantage of those who don't have. And it will be easy today, especially on this day, to point to our government and say, look at what they're doing to the foreigners. That ain't right. People losing their jobs for no reason. Pushing an agenda on us that not everybody agree with. It will be easy to bypass this and say, hey, he talking to, you know, orange folks, okay? But I would ask you to pause today and consider for yourself. How can this message apply to you as well? See, God gives that detail. And the first question, and we always each week talk about love God and love others. And we're reminded of this even in this text, you see. He said, do not oppress the foreigner, treat each other justly, and take care of the fatherless and the widow. How are you dealing with those who you come in contact with in your daily life? For those with positions of authority, are you treating those that report to you in the right way? And don't get it twisted. Everybody got some level of authority. When you look at households, fathers, are you treating your household, your wives, and your children with love and respect? Are you rearing them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord? Are they just subjects in your kingdom? Are you abusing your authority? Are you oppressing the weak? And even spouses, as we talk, look at those marital relationships, there are certain things in your spouse's heart that only you can do. Are you striving for ways to fill those voids, or are you using them to manipulate and get your own way? Do we oppress with our power? Think about it. Consider, church, your ways. We need to treat and receive everybody with love and respect. Even in the church place, when those come in who may not be dressed as fine as you dress, if they ain't suited and booted, as my brother Kevin always say, you need to receive them in the love of God. Because you don't, sometimes we fail to remember what we look like when God grabbed us. And it may not have been so pleasant on the outer, it may have, it may not. But I know for sure on the inside, I had some mess. On the inside, I had some things that needed dealing with. Okay? So what Jeremiah is reminding them, okay, I see you coming up into the church. I see you doing the thing that the scripture says. You're coming to church, you're going through the worship. But when you go back, you still worshiping idol gods. You still taking advantage of people. You still not living right. And God says, I desire obedience more than I do sacrifice. So God has given us this word to give us an example, give us a guidebook of how we are to live before the world that we are in. If we are going to be the lights in this world, we've got to do what God calls us to do. We've got to follow the teaching of his word. And I know we don't always think about idol gods in the sense, well, I ain't got no statues in my house. You know, I ain't bowing down to no pieces of wood. What are you talking about? But what are those things to which you devote your time, your talents, and your attention to over and above God? Does TikTok get more of your time than your daily devotional? Right? Are you working, seeing the latest tea and gossip on social media? as opposed to searching the Lord, searching the Word to learn how I should be as His light? Are you engaging with others in positive relationships to bring light to them? That is what we're called to do as the body of believers. So what Jeremiah is simply saying to them, okay, look, God is ready to receive you back. God is ready to let you see the life that I call for you to have. What Jeremiah was reminding them, even though it seemed like they were destined to be destroyed, it is believed, and when you look at chapter 26, it's confirmed that God said, you know what, as wicked and twisted and nasty as they was, if they would repent now, I will stop Babylon in their track. If they would repent now and listen to this message and turn from their wicked ways, I would heal them. I would redeem them, and they can keep shining for me. Spoiler alert. They didn't listen, right? They actually wanted to kill Jeremiah. You got a lot of nerve coming up here in the church telling us we ain't doing what we supposed to be doing. What kind of foolishness is that you talking? That gotta be of the devil. See, sometimes we defend our own wickedness. Sometimes we defend our own twistedness. Sometimes we hold on to things that we need to let go. And if we're guided by the word of God, we can make sure that God will help us navigate those things. We can make sure that we always go after what God says. And when you're challenged, when somebody questions it, because sometimes people come at you a little twisted, but I would challenge you to consult the word. Consult those that you have confidence in who could go to the word with you. And if it's confirmed by the word of God, change your ways. God said, it's for your good. Stop it because it's protecting you from the harm that comes from living a life in contradiction to God. He's given us a way of life. He's given us a way of peace. And it's up to us to follow it each and every day. So as I get ready to go to my seat, and I'm going to be standing here, but I'm going to close this message. But I hope what you got from this message this morning is that just like Jeremiah told the people of Israel, it's time to consider our ways, saints. Change the things that's wrong in your life. I ain't saying everybody got to be perfect. If that was the case, I wouldn't be standing up here. But what God has called us to do is to continue fellowship in Him, continue to build our relationship with Him. If you know that you're doing some things that's keeping you distant from God, and you love God the way you say you love God, you're going to want to fix that so y'all can get it back together, okay? That's what it's about. That's what Jeremiah was trying to convince them of. And even though the southern kingdom didn't listen, you got the opportunity today to heed to that call. That is my message for today. Consider your ways. Consider, and this is for you individually. This ain't for pointing to nobody, but check your own heart before God. Amen. 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 Perhaps at this time, there's someone who would like to make that first step. Perhaps at this time, there's someone in this place who's ready to make a turn, who's ready to repent from their wicked ways and to give their heart to Jesus. Like I say, it ain't because we're a bunch of perfect people up in here, but God says, come on unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come to Him. He'll deal with those imperfections in your life because He is the light. He is the truth. He is that one who is perfect. So if you would, if God has placed it upon your heart today, the doors of the church are open. Won't you come and experience the life that God has called for you to live? Amen.
We are
this morning. I believe all of us have been challenged to come a little bit closer to Jesus. Even after we're completed with this service, at any time you're ready to make that commitment of faith, God is ready for you. The doors are always open. He's just asking you to come. Amen. Amen. So today, of course, is First Sunday, and we want to take this opportunity to go through our communion. And just like the message, this is not just some routine thing that we do, but I challenge you on today to reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for you and what it means to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we find this text. From the Apostle Paul, it says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." So prepare your hearts for this time where we celebrate the communion of the Lord. We're going to ask the deacon to come forward. If you have not received your elements, please raise your hand and they will give them to him. Okay, we got one there. Is everyone that served? This is you. Now prepare the bread. Father God, we come before you now, partaking together of the bread. It represents your broken body, Lord God, for each and every one of us. We thank you for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus, and we remember it today, Lord God, that we are saved by grace through you. We pray that you would bless it as we receive together the bread. Let us eat. Now, O Lord, we also present before you, Lord God, to partake of this precious fruit of the vine, Lord God. Help us be reminded of the shed blood, dear Father, that saved us from our many sins, Lord God. We thank you for the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We believe that the blood has power, dear Lord, to deal with our everyday situations, Lord God. So we receive it today, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Today we pause, giving thanks for the blood. In Jesus' name, let us partake. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God for his great sacrifice. Thanks be to God for all that he has done and will continue to do for us in our day-to-day operation. As Pastor would say, we don't necessarily have a hill to go to, but we got a bus to get on. So we prepare for our benediction, for our hearts and minds are clear. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for all that our eyes have seen and our hearts have received, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you, Lord God. We pray that your peace will be with us, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would accompany us, Lord God, and that we might continue to be the lights that you've called us to be. Lord, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed. God bless you.